This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, my friends. Welcome to a brand new week of What's On Your Mind, a busy one. It will be, aren't they all, though?
We love it very much. Thank you for being here. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is here.
Hello.
A wedding anniversary in our family this weekend, and Todd had a class reunion in his family this weekend. The best kind, too, when you get to go as the spouse. Right, Todd?
Well, and actually, it wasn't even Carrie's class. It was her brother's class, but he didn't want to go, so she talked her way into it. So we basically trashed him, did some Facebook Lives, and found some geeky old picture of him and realized, oh, no wonder he's not here. Look at these glasses.
I love it. And now we're back to the real world here in a brand new week on What's On Your Mind. Today on the program, going to talk a little bit about Governor Burgum and Ag Commissioner Goring hosting a drought meeting in Mott tonight. Tell you about that. I also, if you can't make Mott tonight, maybe you want to share with us some things that you'd like to be done. It's been a while since we discussed the drought. We really sunk our teeth into trying to get that CRP date moved up and some of the other promotion and attention to people who we're willing to give up CRP acreage and donate the hay to other places and, you know, a lot of different efforts. So we want to help. And today, just going to ask if there's anything else that can be done. And if, for instance, you'd like to be in Mott, but you can't be there, and you have a idea, a comment, a request, let us know. We'll get it to the governor. We'll get it to the Ag Commissioner. He's going to join us. I think that's later this week, isn't it, that we have Doug joining us? I don't remember what day that is. Yeah, Friday. An old town hall on the hay lottery idea on Friday on the program. So anyway, we'll talk about that. We also have later in the program Monsignor James Patrick Shea, President of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs. We get our You Mary Monday chat once a month or so. Doesn't always land on a Monday, but when it does, it's fun, because then I could say, You Merry Monday. Right, Todd? You Merry Monday.
Woo!
Maybe Todd's working on a jingle. You Merry Monday. Anyway, we'll get back to you on that. The Lumen Vitae Center is opening. And this is like 82,000 square feet. It is kind of a hub of everything. Will be the hub of everything on the campus of the University of Mary when it opens on September 8th. And so we'll talk a little bit about that project, what it means, how it all connects to campus. And also, you know, the University of Mary has a long tradition through the Benedictines of hospitality, right? I mean, this goes way back to when they were first here to care for people. So hospitality is a big part of what they do, and this allows for some really unique hospitality for not only the students of the University of Mary, but also community members and friends of the university. So that's kind of a nice thing. So we're going to tackle that today. Just to look ahead here, I told you already about Doug. Tomorrow, top cops are here. Police Chiefs Dan Donald, Bismarck Police Chief, and David Todd, Fargo Police Chief. We're going to delve into the current crime stats. That's usually what we do. What trends are there and what concerns you might have and tips for keeping safe. This obviously works for folks wherever you live, but we choose have those two on regularly on the program, so we look forward to that. Wednesday, Scott Pruitt will be our guest. He's the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator in the Trump administration, and by all standards, a real star, without question. It's part of the Trump cabinet. And also, Governor Burgum's going to join him. I just saw that. That's right. The governor's going to be here, too, so perfect. And that'll be on Wednesday. The governor actually invited Scott Pruitt here, so that's how he ended up being here. Thursday, I'm off, but Congressman Cramer will be here for his weekly talk radio town hall. And then, as I mentioned, Doug Goring will be here to talk about the hay lottery. So we have a busy show that day. So there's just a little preview of what's to come. And there's a lot on the table. Okay, so here's the telephone numbers to join us, 800
208-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd, did you hear any more over the weekend? I know there were a lot of people that were kind about the program and came up to you at the little reunion there in Minot on Saturday night. Did anybody
bring up the
dog food diet that we talked about on Friday?
Nobody brought that up.
No?
Didn't hear any more about that. I don't know that everybody's necessarily that eager to...
Are you going to start that diet? Well, no, and before anybody else does, I wanted to let you know it was a joke. We were pretty sure it was a good joke, but we didn't know, right? So I received a text from the person that sent that to us, and, of course, we won a MyPillow on Friday with that contribution. Scott, I heard you say on the radio Friday you were going to find out if that was true about me being on the dog food diet, or maybe you were wondering if I'm that good I can blow sunshine up the britches of somebody's leg. I got to say I've been quite amused with this all weekend, and lots of other people got a big chuckle out of me winning a MyPillow for telling about doing that. So, well, he doesn't really say there.
Well, maybe this person is joking, but you got to figure somebody somewhere probably has done it.
Done the dog food diet?
Sure. Why not? Every other diet's been done, so it seems.
Well, I had people emailing me saying, now, you should probably tell people that's a joke, if it is a joke, because nobody else should do that. You don't want anybody. You know. So, sure sounds like a joke.
I do have a friend of mine that eats milk bones.
You do?
Loves them.
Yikes.
I've never been. Have you ever tried one?
I texted that listener back and I said, "Is it a joke?" He said, "Are you kidding me?" And of course, I was kidding him. But yeah. So just to be 100% clear, folks, it is a joke. All right, it was a good joke. We laughed and we had a lot of fun about it. And the joke extended into the weekend. That's a sign of a really good joke. But
yeah,
don't
exactly.
Go on the dog food diet. I would highly recommend if anybody asks you about your dog in line and you have it there, to go ahead and use the joke. I think it's a pretty good joke myself, but. Anyway, don't eat dog food. That's our disclaimer for the day. All right, so as I mentioned, Governor Burgum and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring are hosting a public drought meeting in Mott tonight, 5 to 8:30 Mountain Time. It'll be at the KC's building. That's the Knights of Columbus for you Protestants. The two state officials will speak and take questions beginning about 6 p.m. State officials. Wow. You can tell this is from AP. By the way, 82% of the state now in some stage of drought. 82%. Most of central and western North Dakota, extreme or exceptional drought, which, of course, are the worst categories you can get. Disasters have been declared by the state and federal government now, and so there are a number of different programs that are triggered because of that for aid for farmers and ranchers. What do you need? What if you can't make it to Mott tonight, what do you want the governor and the ag commissioner to hear? Let us know. Just call us, 800-228-0550. Text us, 701-367-2054 or 226-8503. Email us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We will pass it along. All right. And then I want to talk a little bit about North Korea and the UN resolution. We'll do that in a little bit here. Tom, on the road, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Yeah, a couple things. Actually, I was telling Manny I wanted to talk about the hay, but I shared your joke with a number of people this weekend. They thought it was great. As a kid, I used to eat dog food. Purina was better than Chuck Wagon. That Chuck Wagon did not make gravy. Hey, just kidding. But anyway, I got a friend of mine that lives in northeastern Minnesota, and he's got a pretty good sized farm. He's willing to make more hay for the people in North Dakota, but he wanted to know is how to get it to them.
You know, I would. Here's what my suggestion is going to be, and of course, some people are coming to get it. Number one, I think the best thing to do is connect with them. But Sproul Farms up in Grand Forks was doing a. Kind of started this. We had Tom Sproul on, who's a farmer up by Grand Forks, on. And Tom, here's what he did. Tom? I'm trying to remember now.
Yes.
What he did was ended up being inundated with people because he had CRP acreage and was willing to donate it and just needed people to, and he was connecting his neighbors up and all kinds of folks. So I'm guessing there'd be some bit of help there, right? Because he would probably have some connections, and I think he's got more requests than he does have people willing to give their hay. So I'd start
this isn't,
there.
And this isn't CRP land. There's no, I've never heard of CRP over in northeastern Minnesota. This is just right off his farm. He made his crop. He said he's willing to make, when second, third crop comes along, he's willing to give it.
Well,
so, and that's, yeah. But you said Tom Scroll?
So here's what I would do. I'm gonna get your number, Tom. So I'm gonna ask you to hang on. Give your number to Manny so we can connect up there. And then I'll do a little checking during the break here and find out how they're doing at Scroll Farms, if they've connected with everybody that they need to. So just Paul Scroll. Did I say Paul? Hope I said Paul. Hang on a second. Tom, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Okay.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959, and the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only, and then opened up to the private sector. Like if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Hennon back. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, don't we? We want jobs and careers for generations. These are things we think long and hard about. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. And guess what? Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making all of that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. A note from your friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To learn more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. Energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, yeah, so I think I said Tom Sproul, but it's Paul Sproul. Sproul Farms up near Grand Forks. They were the one of the first that just said, let's help here. We've got the acreage. Let's get these folks hay. They need it. Connect west versus east. He likened it to the flood. I think a lot of us feel that way. And you see these stories about how bad it is. And you think, what can we do? What can we do? So anyway, to that caller's point, it's a nice gesture. Somebody in Minnesota saying, hey, here's some hay. How do we get it to you? So the people that we've dealt with previously on similar efforts, we're going to connect him up. You don't want to wait, and you're saying, pick me, text us. Shoot me a text at 367-2054. If you got a way to get that hay from Minnesota and you want to do it, we'll hook you up, okay? You know, at least you feel like you're doing something. What more, though? Is there anything else? If you're going to this town hall in Mott today, tonight, with the governor and the ag commissioner, what are you going with? In other words, what's your idea? What's your plan? Is it more like, hey, what are you going to do for us? That'd be understandable. Or is it, I got an idea, I got a plan, I want you to do this. And by the way, there's several state agencies that are there, and what they are doing is saying, okay, there's a disaster declaration now because of the extreme drought conditions. Here's the resources. I've seen one number that says 97% of North Dakota experiencing drought or abnormally dry conditions. 44% of that extreme or exceptional drought from the U.S. Drought Monitor report. So, and even with that rain, still obviously well below average. So, we're a ways away. So that'll happen tonight, 5 until 8:30. The governor and the ag commissioner address the crowd, take questions around 6. And if you're looking for more information on the drought and wildfires, ndresponse.gov, ndresponse.gov. There tonight, besides the governor and the ag commissioner in Mott, will be Department of Emergency Services, Department of Human Services, Forest Service, Highway Patrol, State Water Commission, Southwest District Health Unit, NDSU Extension Service, and obviously additional officials from the Department of Agriculture. And the governor and the Ag Commission have done a few of those. Can't make it there? Call us. Tell us what you need. Even if you're going, tell us what you're going to bring in the way of a request. We'll do what we can. We're here, okay? And trust us on this. I know sometimes when you're in a position like that, you know, you just put your head down and plow through it and do what you can. But most folks do. But the governor isn't there for any other reason than he wants to help. And we're the same way. How can we help? So please don't be afraid to do it. Take advantage of it, okay? And we'll keep that going throughout the program, okay? 800-228-0550, the telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, all one word, just studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text Todd or I. He's at 226-8503. I'm at 367-2054. Here's another question I promised to bring up, and whatever's on your mind, lay it on us today. It doesn't matter. This is just something I was thinking about over the weekend that I wanted to ask you about. So the UN voted 15-0 to put these sanctions on North Korea. And, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes you hear sanctions, you know, what does it even mean? Is it a slap on the wrist? Is it any big deal? I mean, does it work? You know, I mean, what do you mean, sanctions? These are pretty significant. And I've had, I've seen rather some rather significant experts in this field say this is a major, major accomplishment of the Trump administration. One Bushy, I forget who, that is just a Trump hater extraordinaire, said there's no denying this is his greatest accomplishment. Mainly because China, Russia, they're in on it. And of course, how long we've been fighting that? South Korea is ecstatic because, for once, we're finally taking him on. And I think it's going to cost him about $1 billion out of their $3 billion in trade. So it's a third. It's a major hit. It's not a slap on the wrist, is what I'm saying. And it's a big deal. But it's a big deal that I'm guessing you didn't hear a lot about this weekend. Unless you were really digging for this stuff, you didn't hear about it a lot. It wasn't plastered all over the front page and all over Fox News and everywhere else. I'm just looking at the headlines here. Fargo Forum thinks it's a bigger deal that the Longbridge Bar and Grill at the Detroit Lakes has been around a long time. Are you kidding me? By the way, the Longbridge Bar and Grill is a fun little spot. Not a front page kind of fun spot. And then they're talking about what? A voice missing. Morehead Human Rights Commission to resume meetings after 2-year hiatus. I see. Yes. Get some more meetings together. That fixes a lot of stuff. You just meet, and then you can have somebody write up the notes and put them in a binder and say, look, we were meeting. What are you doing? There's a big problem that comes up. We get together. We meet. We have a commission. We have, put it on the front page. That's big stuff. Bismarck Tribune, learning from past droughts, Oklahoma offers guidance for North Dakota recovery. Okay, we'll take that. That's a good connection. Not their story, but they put it on the front page. Bismarck police arrest murder suspect from Oklahoma. Okay, all right. Missiles add urgency to A-bomb appeals. Oh, there we go. And here we go. A welcome boost to global pressure. U.S. cautiously embraces China's North Korea cooperation. Thank you, Bismarck Tribune. Who did better between those two papers? Exactly. But, you know, I don't necessarily go to the newspaper for my news anyway for reasons that I've just described here. But my point is, the swamp is ignoring this. But they're also ignoring a lot of other Trump news besides this. Any in particular that gets your goat where you think the administration deserves more credit? Tell me one or two when we come.
We know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, in his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, county, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8-month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid. And at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Yeah. Manny's getting on my case. You gonna talk or not? For crying out loud. I'm here, Manny. I'm here for you.
You're awake.
I was reading, actually.
Why don't you read to us?
I could, I guess, but I was just...
Would you like to share with the class?
I was reading a note here from a caller about the hay, or a listener about the hay stuff. I was just trying to comprehend what I was reading. Before I actually read it for you, but I promise I will read it for you. Of course I will, yes. Delta is the place you want to call
if
you need turnkey solutions on the drill side. Rig moves off. You need somebody to come in and do it all, top to bottom. These guys do it. Turnkey well sites. Flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate your conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, the works, okay? They really are gaining a reputation for quality work, just get it done kind of folks, very quickly here in the Bakken. And they bring you every day on What's on Your Mind, the one call does it all call of the day. It's from Friday's program. Here it is. James Dallas, on your mind.
I've been involved in a prison ministry for about 35 years. I've talked to hundreds of prisoners over that period of time. The only type of counseling, the only type of help that really works is when people admit that they made mistakes and they realize that they are going to be punished for their mistakes, but they also realize that, you know, they've done something wrong against God. But when they come to terms with sin in their lives, then that's what changes things.
Some solid advice for not only prisoners, pretty much for anyone, I think, right? Or that that has a challenge in their life. From that fine caller, when we were talking a little bit about the reforms to corrections and access to counseling and treatment for addictions on Friday's program. So appreciate that very much. Welcome others. And don't forget to call Eric. Global Solutions for the Oil and Gas Industry. Check them out at deltaconstructors.net or call Eric at 406-250-8151. Call came in during the break. And I wanted to talk a little bit about refugees resettling in North Dakota and conversations that that he has with people in his job. And he has an opinion based on those conversations that I'm curious if you share.
Yeah, in a job where I talk to hundreds of people a year, kind of this refugee resettlement thing come up that you've been talking about. And, you know, they're cramming up on our throats. And we have no say about it because I haven't met one person in North Dakota that has wanted them here. Not a one. Out of all the people I talk to, and I say it's hundreds a year I've talked to, and I haven't found one person that has wanted them here at all. Like,
all right, he's talking about, we have not been talking about this recently, but we have in the past. I think he may be talking about a conversation last week related to reducing the amount of legal immigration via the green card program. All right, we were talking about that last week, but it was something a couple of senators and President Trump announced. Different program, right? It's very different than the refugee resettlement program. Refugee resettlement program is pulling people out of harm's way, in particular, you know, situations with conflict around the globe, and then saying, okay, who's going to take them? Now, what the troubling part of this is the Obama administration used to say, here's the number you're taking. And then communities like Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, the three in North Dakota that take that, all right, they're having to take it, no matter what. I don't like that at all. And we've reported on and heard about significant pressures as a result of that in the school system related to English as a second language and everything else. Here's the deal. I think this conversation could be construed by some to say, oh, you hate people because they're different than you. You hate people because you're different than you. That's immediately where people on the other side leap to. And this is what really irritates me about this. I would argue one of the reasons what that caller described, which was, I have a job where I interact with hundreds of people and I literally can't find somebody that wants these people here. The reason they think that way, in my mind, is not because, I don't know, I've got to get under their head here, but I'm going to throw you a little guess and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I'll bounce this off of you, Todd, and Manny, if you want to weigh in. The reason he feels that way is because he sees the schools inundated. He sees the stories of the pressures that are there. And I think actually the way the government has handled this has made some of that worse. Because I don't honestly think, look, I'm not going to suggest that there isn't people who don't like somebody because they're of a different skin color and come from a different place. Okay? They exist. But I think the majority of the pushback, for instance, on the refugee resettlement program isn't about that. It's about that there is no say. That there is, and this, Fargo's a great example of this. Dave Pepcorn, a Fargo city commissioner, says about the refugee resettlement program, what does it cost law enforcement? How many times are they interacting with somebody who is here in a refugee resettlement program? How much does it cost the schools for the additional services that they have to provide? How much does it cost social services? We want to know. He's asking basic, simple questions so then we can decide, okay, should we take 10% less, 50% less? Can we afford to continue to do this? Or do we want to continue to do this, and this is the proper use of our taxpayer dollars? Let people know that. But if you just say, you know, you peasants don't know much of anything, which, by the way, most of the Fargo City Commission has rejected Dave Pepcorn on this, Tony Garrick being, I guess, the exception most of the time, not always, but most of the time on this issue, they don't want to go there. All right? They don't want to go there. That's what people object to. I think people object to being, you know, his term was shove them down our throat. And if the federal government is saying, North Dakota, you'll take this many, period, that's shoving it down your throat. If then you come to the schools and say, you will have this many more students, we don't have any choice, that's shoving it down their throat. So I think most of the pushback, concern, you know, sort of rough talk, for lack of a better term, comes from just that, being run roughshod over myself. And I think it would serve the refugees better if, in fact, we had our act together on this. And there was transparency. And there is a solid argument for a number of these refugees who ultimately provide for their families and get a productive life. And it exists. It's out there. Okay? So they get pulled out of harm's way. They come over and, take a job, provide for their families, become self-sufficient. It's a good story. It's a good story when it happens. And it does happen. But you don't end up hearing about it because a lot of the noise of how they're doing it, how they're bringing them here. Now, I would like to know, even nationally, where's the federal government's expenditure in all of that? And as we look at $20 trillion in debt, is that our role? Or should we be maybe contributing a smaller amount and then provide for services where you're not bringing them a country, you know, an ocean away, where you're helping with refugee, you know, facilities and communities closer to where they live? So when these war-torn areas turn the corner, they're able to at least have the option to go back and make it a little bit easier. I think that should be discussed, too. So that's a long way of saying what I said. Todd, do you agree? Manny, do you agree? Do you think that sometimes people come across as harsh to others that are not like them because of how the debate is in the United States? In other words, the debate is either you take everybody and anybody that wants to come and smile about it, or you're a racist. Those are the two extremes and the noise we hear from most people. And if we said, hey, let's just be reasonable about this, let's have some transparency about this, let's talk about this, I think you'd have less of the you know, harshness directed at the program. Yes? No?
Yes.
Got you crazy?
Well, just because I agree with you doesn't mean you're not crazy, but...
You do agree with me, but I'm still crazy.
I didn't say that.
I think you did.
No. No. Now you're drawing conclusions.
Yeah. All right. Manny, yes, no, you're crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
I'm not crazy. Okay, good. All right. So let's, you know, these are the things where our government needs to do it better. Texture says donors, hay donors, can call the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. They have set up a hay lottery for producers in need. The more that donate, the more that can be drawn. All right. I know they're doing a hay auction at Pfeiffer's coming up here, I think, tomorrow. Should double check that. And it's Steel, North Dakota as well. So there are definitely other options there. But the if you're a hay donor, you can email haylottery@nd.gov, haylottery@nd.gov, or you can call 701-328-4764. 701-328-4764. So I appreciate that. Good job. All right, what else? 800-228-0550. Some text we'll get, some other text we'll get to here, too. Did any drought areas get rain last week? Well, there was a good chunk of rain. I don't think it was enough. But if you were in a severe drought area, worst of the worst, what'd you get for rain? Let us know. We were reading that last week. I remember that. But. Another texter, we should set up a refugee exchange program. We will take the people that want to come here and contribute to society, and we will send them our people that just want to live off of the system. Yeah. I hear you. I fell for the fake news dog food story. Ha, 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 ha. Well, I did too. I didn't know if it was real or Memorex. Could someone please explain to me the difference between CNN, NBC, ABC, and MSNBC news and tabloid news? No, because there is no difference. That's a short explanation. I'll tell you this. CNN, NBC, ABC, and MSNBC think they're real news, but their newsrooms are populated with anti-Trump haters. They want to change the world, and they're, you know, so they become tabloid. All of which is fake, because if it doesn't include basic journalistic standards like named sources, it's fake news. All right, more coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood, NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hennon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned, by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. Petroserve USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. Petroserve USA giving away $50,000 in Petroserve giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose Petroserve USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, four items, $4. From Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing playground safety.
We can't catch them every single time they fall, so there's some things you can do when you get to the playground. Just kind of evaluate it before you let them play. One of the most important things to look for is that you're taking them to a playground that has the shock-absorbing surface. So those wood chips or the rubber mulch, and make sure that that's at that proper depth. That's about 12 inches. That way, if they do fall, they'll have that shock absorber to absorb some of that impact. And then just making sure it's a playground that's age appropriate for your children. And I always talk to my son, you need to wear your tennis shoes. Make sure you have those tennis shoes on so you have a good, sturdy footwear for climbing and running and doing all that stuff.
For more playground safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Kind of getting that midday snack attack. You getting that, son? Petroserve USA might be the spot for us today. Whole new month of great specials. All month of August, like TGI Friday chips for $1.19, or Kellogg's Cheez-It or Pringles, 79 cents. Rice Krispie treats, those big ones, 79 cents. Very nice. Stock up on the sparkling fruit beverage for 69 cents each. The Deli Express Double Charred Royal Deluxe, $1.99. Sweet Leaf Tea, only 89 cents each, too. Firewood, $1 off. IGOG sunglasses, $2 off. NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. Assorted flip-flops, $1 off, too. Petroserve USA, 100% American-made fuels, customer-owned by people just like you. Great cookies, too. Tell them Scott sent you. So what's this texter say about me and human rights now? What is this? I didn't get it. Todd got it, so you got to read it.
That you're apparently against human rights because you're against a human rights commission meeting.
That person must get paid by a government entity somewhere.
You don't want people to have rights because you don't want a commission.
I hate commissions. To me, the idea of a commission is let's just have a commission so we can say we're doing something. Doesn't mean you're doing anything. I mean, I don't know if this person, where were we even talking about that? Do you remember what city that was? That they were, I don't remember.
Well, Moorhead's got that.
Well, it was Moorhead that was getting it together.
Yeah.
So, but for instance, let's just take Moorhead's city council as an example, or anybody's city council. Bismarck. So you've got commission members elected by the people, and then they appoint a commission so they can say, see, we're doing something on human rights, and the commission then brings something to the city commission, right? The Human Rights Commission can bring something to the city commission, and then it's not binding. They can do it or they cannot do it. Give me a break. If you have a genuine concern about someone's human rights, the elected leaders ought to deal with it head on. Go right to the commission. And the idea that you don't care about human rights for somebody unless you support some bureaucracy is laughable. It's ridiculous. It's race baiting. It's just dumb. Call me whatever you need to call me. Look, human beings are human beings, and the idea that we need this channel to take care of this group of people, that's racist in and of itself. Your elected leaders just, deal with it. Deal with the situation. Gosh almighty, that makes me crazy. Robert and Kildare, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could ever get Sarah Heimrich on the radio with you. I hear her do the news all the time. And my interest is, I think she would be a great person to run against Heidi Heitkamp.
Well, now that she knows we want to ask her about that, I'm guessing she probably won't join us, right, Todd? That'll be not
good. That'd be interesting. Yeah. I'd love to hear that.
Well, you ought to ask her if she'd come on the show and discuss it. That'd be great.
Talk a little ag and throw in a political question.
Yeah, what a great person to have representing us as somebody that's actively involved in all of North Dakota. And, she sounds like, when I listen to her on the radio, she has a great radio voice, too.
Well, she comes from great stock, good family.
Absolutely. Question is, what you want to be?
I will look forward to hearing that show.
Okay, Rob.
Maybe. Yep. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. I have no idea if she has any political interest, but we're happy to ask. What was your comment, Todd? Sorry.
Well, I don't know that she'd want to spend that much time away from Medina. I mean, they've got kind of a farm thing going there. Whether she'd want to walk away from that, she pretty much gets to do, thanks to technology today, gets to do everything from her home in Medina there. So I don't know whether she'd want to.
In a previous life, I would have said, somebody running for something for the very first time, running for U.S. Senate, is a little bold. But given we have a Governor Burgum and a President Trump, both of whom ran for the first time for governor and president, we're in a different time. So, could be. John emails us, Scott, a friend was talking to a city worker who told him that when Mayor Wallaker went to Washington to get money for Fargo's flood diversion, the one stipulation from Obama was that Fargo agree to take more immigrants and may still be in effect with Mahoney. Mayor Mahoney is the current mayor. Please find out about this and talk about it today. All right? That'd be a little bit unusual, I would think, that, hey, we'll back this, but you've got to do this. And it should have some transparency to it. But who knows? We'll ask for sure. Texter says, let's start a commission to end commissions. Kind of like Hank Williams Jr. started a coalition to end coalitions. if Hank Jr. is for it, sign me up. Yeah, I like it. Another said, since President Trump became president, he's been weekly addressing the public on all the progress on YouTube under Based Patriot. Very connected. President, just a shout out. Thank you for your radio show. Thank you for the text. We did ask earlier, this weekend, the deal in the UN, 15-0, to put sanctions on North Korea, not getting anywhere near the media attention, and a prime example of some incredible things the Trump administration has done. You know, the media is much more interested in covering a Russia investigation that has produced not a Zippo, nothing, okay? Lots of speculation. And all kinds of other noise about, you know, this guy's in and this guy's out, missing the big stories. What are the big stories? Interesting that they're talking about them there, but I welcome your suggestions on what we're not hearing about.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same. Boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.